And for one last time, Chris Mattson and Terry Notko welcoming you back inside the Big Ed here in Southern California, where this afternoon the KC Royals jumped out to a 2-0 lead in the first inning, never looked back, and went on to record a 3-0 triumph over the defending world champion Anaheim Angels. Your running totals on the game for the KC Royals, 3 runs on 8 hits. With no errors, they stranded 6. For the Angels, no runs on 5 hits. They committed an error and they stranded 6 men as well. The winning pitcher was Paul Abbott, who was nothing short of brilliant in this ball game. He improves to 1-0 on the year. John Lackey falls to 9-14. Time of the game is 2 hours and 31 minutes before a crowd of 41,067. So the series finishes at 2 apiece, with the Royals winning the first one, the Angels sweeping a doubleheader yesterday, and the Royals coming out on top once again here this afternoon. But for KC, when you consider the state of affairs in the American League Central Division right now, Terry, this game was huge.
Chris, we said it earlier at the beginning of the ballgame, and as we saw the White Sox and Minnesota win, they lose this ballgame and lose the series. They're leaving this ballpark down 4. And, you know, when you're down 4 and you start looking at the wild card, you can be 9.5 to maybe even 10. You had to win this game today. And when Guile started the game with the home run, it just erased everything and they were on their way. And a great pitching job by Paul Abbott today.
No doubt, Abbott was nothing short of spectacular in this ball game. 7 innings pitched, no runs allowed. He struck out 5, did not walk a man, and he hit a batter. And with the victory, the Kansas City Royals improved to 73-69 on the year. As Terry pointed out, now just 3 games back of the front-running Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins, with identical marks of 76-66. And that'll take us to the Albertsons out-of-town scoreboard. It was the White Sox coming back to defeat Cleveland 7-3 at Comiskey Park in Chicago. Meanwhile, at the Metrodome in extra innings, Minnesota edged out Texas by a final score of 5-4. Tampa Bay all over the Oakland A's 11-2. The Yankees bounced Boston 3-1. Toronto blanked Detroit 8-0. And Baltimore edged out Seattle by a score of 2-1. So despite the fact that the Angels lose today, they remain 15 games back of both the front-running Oakland A's and the Seattle Mariners in the American League West. And it won't get any easier for the Halos now, because they'll go 3 straight with the A's and then go toe-to-toe with the Mariners for 3 straight.
Well, I'll tell you, Chris, if you look at yesterday's 2 games, and you look at Friday and today, and you're the Oakland A's, and you know they're coming into town, you got to say, I don't know which Oakland A's, which Anaheim team's coming.
Exactly.
Because the lackluster approach on Friday, complimented again today. Oakland getting clobbered today by Tampa Bay. You watch the first 3 innings of tomorrow's ballgame. That's going to be a doozy.
Anaheim falls to 69-74 on the year, 5-5 in their last 10 games, and now they'll take to the road, where they are 12 games below 500 on the year at 29-41 away from the Big Ed. Let's go to the Albertson scoreboard one last time, a look at the National League. Chicago Cubs just won't go away. They defeated the Milwaukee Brewers 9-2. Coupled that with the fact that the St. Louis Cardinals blanked the Cincinnati Reds 9-0. And again, things remain interesting in the National League Central.
I'll tell you, Chris, that Houston score, I think, is in the late innings. The last we saw it was 3-0. 3-0 San Diego. And I'll tell you, both of us being from Chicago, following the Cubs and the White Sox, we'd get excited in July. We'd still be a little bit excited in August. And then about that time was when the Cubs started just kind of fold their tent. But here it is, September the 7th, and the Cubs are in the thick of things. They're winning ball games any way they can. And unlike last weekend, where they fell to Milwaukee, they came back and took the series.
Meanwhile, in the NL East, Atlanta continues to run away with the division. They edged out the Pittsburgh Pirates this afternoon by a final score of 2-1. And then you talk about a team that won't go away. One of the great stories of this baseball season, the Florida Marlins improved to 78-65 today with a 3-1 triumph over the Montreal Expos. So no matter where you look in the standings, whether you're looking at the East, the Central, or the West, in either the NL or the AL, things are interesting.
Chris, it's been a great baseball season. Unfortunately for the Angels, it wasn't the season that they wanted it to be, being 15 out going into the second week of September. But it sure has been interesting for the fans. It's been great. You take people from Boston that haven't had an opportunity to cheer for their Red Sox this long into the season, Tampa Bay, you said earlier. There's a lot of baseball to be played yet, and there's a lot of movement that's going to happen. But the one thing in both the Central Division of the American League and the National League, you're really going to have to win that division if you expect to go to the playoffs at all.
Probable starters for tomorrow's opener in Oakland. Aaron Seeley at 7-10 with a 5.88 ERA gets the nod for the Anaheim Angels. He will oppose Tim Hudson, 14-5 on the year in a stingy 2.57. Once again, game time is set for 7:05. Catch all the action once again right here on KJHF Radio, 11:30 a.m. And so for Terry Notko and along with our engineer John Souter, I'm Chris Mattson saying so long, everybody. We're once again this afternoon. The Kansas City Royals defeated the Anaheim Angels by a final score of 3-0. Anaheim Angels baseball on KJHF Radio has been brought to you in part by Ford and your local Southern California Ford dealer. See your Ford dealer today. By Carl's Jr., if it doesn't get all over the place, it doesn't belong in your things. By Home Depot, you can do it, we can help. By Southern California Edison, who reminds you that energy conservation is always in season. By Pepsi, the choice of Angels fans and a new generation. And by Wiener Schnitzel, the official hot dog of the world champion, Anaheim Angels.